Welcome to the original Freemasons podcast, broadcasting from Waterbury, Connecticut, USA. Follow us on your favorite podcast app or join us live on YouTube. And as always, leave your aprons at the door, my brothers. A hungry heart keeps me going strong. It gives me strength when things are going all wrong. All my life I've been searching for the sun. Now like a thief in the night, I got nowhere to run. But I'll never surrender. No, I'll never give it up without a fight.
I feel like, being that we haven't recorded since freaking October, This is a song by Staind. It's been a while.
Oh, okay.
It's also the song you ironically sing to your penis. It's been a while since I could hold my head up high.
It's going to be like that. Okay.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
And Worshipful Brother Ken. But
soon to be Right Worshipful Brother Joe.
Soon to be Right Worshipful Brother Joe.
You guys are going to be twinsies.
We're going to be twinsies. Then we got to get Ken in there.
Nah.
Yes, we do.
I need a year off.
We do. No, we don't.
I thought you had a year off.
No. I went from associate grand almoner for 2 years straight into AGM. And until April, I'm still AGM. And then after that, all them slots are filled. So all I have to do is hang around.
It's a soda grand lodge. Relax.
No. No. Where'd my coffee go? Oh, here it is.
Anyway. Okay. Oh, we should probably do likes. We haven't done that in a freaking hot minute.
Yeah, we haven't toasted anyone lately.
This microphone pisses me off.
Forgetting how to operate this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. Took us a while.
Yeah, we're going to knock some rust off.
Real quick. It was October, holiday season. You got Halloween, Thanksgiving, families, Christmas, New Year's. Of course, everyone's got the Wuhan whammy every five freaking minutes because I was freaking sick. Well, the Kung Flu, if you will.
Yes.
It's my favorite one. Flu, I prefer
the Kung
that.
Flu is my personal favorite. Yeah. But the Wuhan whammy is also another good one. Not that we had COVID, but everybody was sick because, I don't know, everyone gets sick.
There's a lot of crud floating around.
I'm still just getting over it. I'm feeling normal again.
I had pneumonia. There was no way I was like speaking into a microphone for the entire month of December.
Yeah, that's been going around a lot too. Like everybody that I know that's getting sick, about half of them end up with pneumonia.
That's gross.
All right, so I think we left off here. We have a couple new likes. I think we did this one, but I'm going to do it anyway. I definitely know this guy because it's MOUSA.
Like Mickey Musa.
Yeah, but this one anyway. Apple 5-star review. Love the show. As a fellow craft going into my third degree, the show is very informative, not only about the craft itself, but also the history. Keep it up, brothers. That'd be Ryan Fletch.
Okay.
Ryan Fletch.
Fletch lives.
Hello.
No, I did read all these. Check all that. Okay. Let's try this one. Brother Rene Santiago, 5-star review. An amazing podcast, very informative about masonry. Just got raised to my Master Mason degree, Anchor Lodge 424, San Antonio, Texas.
Oh.
Merca, Texas. Cool. That's some good shit. 5-star review. Awesome podcast by EFD me. Effed me?
Effed me.
Okay. I'll leave that one alone. Was raised May 2023 and immediately began seeking more light. Found it your podcast. Fills the need for when I want something more casual. Went back to the beginning and listened to all the episodes. Sorry. Went back to the beginning and listened to all the episodes in order before leaving a review, which I never doubted would be a 5-star. Since then became a Shriner and in December planned to enter Scottish Rite. So basically you're not married or you won't be married for much longer. Keep up the awesome work. Alan Kuntz, Junior Deacon, Lessing Lodge 464, FNAM, Hottie Shriners, Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Right on, brother.
Midwest.
That's the last one. That was October 10th.
We've got a lot of new followers, as you would imagine, on Instagram.
Sucking.
You want to go through those. Shall we?
We shall.
Do that?
Let's do that. Let's get caught up.
All right. We'll start off with Joe Pisani Music.
Oh, we know him.
We do know him. It's his music profile.
I know who.
He followed us before that.
I know that.
Yeah. Scott McGongle, Albert. God, I'm like doing this. This is the wrong place for this microphone. Albert,
you're the same problem.
Despain Maid, Justin Strickland, Jensko Michael, Jeffrey Caprio, Michael Christian something.
Michael Christian.
Yeah, see the rest of it. Brian Patrick Veith, Richard Perez, Joshua Miller, Rudolph Patrice, Mendel, Robert
Rudolph the
Red-Nosed
Reindeer?
No. Robert William Jones Jr., Mitchell Turcotte, Marcus Neeson, Weezy Jutt, Alex, Dakota Watts, Will Ayers, Nick Massengale, Jack Farkas.
Oh, Jack Farkas.
That's our boy right there. Parker Casey, Rustin Schultz, and Olivia Damascus. Thank you, brothers and friends.
Thank you, everyone, for the likes, the follows, the shares. We appreciate it. Sorry we've been on a hiatus lately, but we back.
We are back.
So, who wants to lead the toast? Do we even remember how to do the damn toast?
You lead the toast.
Oh,
it's your
Christ.
Show. It's your show.
It's not my goddamn show. Brothers, right hand arms.
Through arms.
Arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva. I don't have a terrible hand.
We had to do. I had to do like. I don't even know what the hell this was. I'm trying to like get around this mic and everything.
Yeah, what we should do is have like the end tables right in front of us. Like,
yeah, we
the
should.
Beginning of the show, and then we can slam stuff down.
But that would mean we'd have to actually put
planning
thought into
forethought.
Planning.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I don't know. I don't
just get those little like laptop things with the bean bags on the bottom that you sit on your lap. Like,
no, better yet, I got one TV trays. Yes.
Oh, okay.
TV trays.
I'm gonna say
we really
look
like grumpy old men.
Yeah.
We are old men now, man. You know what I was actually thinking about earlier? Me and you have known each other and been friends for 10 years now.
Yeah.
Going on this year.
Yeah.
2015, I met you.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. So the day.
Ten goddamn years.
So the Grand Lodge semi-annual where
Happy
I'll get installed will be is April 5th.
Yeah.
April 6th will be the 10-year anniversary of that fateful phone call
that
I had to make.
Fateful phone call.
Yep. So that dawned on me yesterday.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh my god, it's almost 10 years to the day from that time where I had to call you and say, hey. So that's why you'll be speaking at my reception. Any chance I can get you to get up and read in front of a crowd?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we need entertainment. So
I hate reading in front of a crowd.
I know.
I see what you did there. Yeah. So it wasn't like, I really love George.
Of course
George.
It is.
Like,
I do really love
you. We've been friends
you.
For 10 years. Yeah. It was, fuck this dude. We're going to make him stand up in front of everybody.
Well, it could be both.
Just memorize it.
It could be both. Like, come on. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be. The second part wouldn't happen. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't screw with you.
I respect it. Yeah, you excited for DD?
I am. I'm very
excited. Susan's
about
not.
It. No, she is. She's, you know what? Susan's awesome. She's been very supportive from day one. She
supportive
likes
like
it.
An
she
athletic
likes...
supporter? Keep talking, Joe. It gets better.
I'll leave that. No, but she's been absolutely awesome. Very, very involved. She goes to events with me. She actually enjoys them. And she's been a great support system. So no concerns on that end.
My advice to her, invest
she's
in
listening,
a nice.
So.
I know. Invest in a nice, what are those? Those roller carts for carry-ons and stuff like that. Because you're going to be living out of a suitcase for about 2 years.
No. For district deputy, no. You ain't going far. You got, what, 3B? You're in the south side of District 3. That's
yeah,
not
I've got Waterbury area. South.
Yeah.
It's like the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, well, you got Harmony.
Side, right? I've got Harmony, Shepherd Salem,
yeah.
Morningstar, King Hiram. And
nope.
I'm not 100% sure about King Solomon.
King Solomon's part of 3A.
Yeah, so I think
I
it's
believe.
Just the 4.
See, I'm afraid for you, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, boy, here we go.
There's a couple of reasons why. You're going to be district deputy. You're part of this little band of fucking hooligans.
Yep.
So, just saying, I don't want you to get Julius Caesar'd. I think he was a ginger, too, though, wasn't he?
No.
No.
No,
he wasn't. No, he was Italian.
Okay, yeah. Well, then you got two strikes against you, and you had one.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is.
Just going to the lodge, shaking hands, like you know.
No. Not in this lodge. They love
not
Jed
in this
here.
Lodge. Yeah. But there are some.
Not in my, not in 3B there aren't. Yeah, honestly, not in 3A either. No. It's I got to tell you, I love District 3. I was talking to Shane Dufresne about this last night at the installation.
Good brothers.
And it's a great group of brothers. It's, and I'm not saying anything bad about other districts. It just feels different here. The fellowship and the amount of just great brothers that go out of their way to help each other. It just feels different, and in a good way.
Yeah. So. Speak of which, I have something for Shane, too. Ken, I want you to give to him.
Oh, boy.
I've been meaning to meet up with him.
Why don't you just come and give it to him at Lodge?
I could do that, that would require me to
show
to
up,
actually
to
show
here.
Up and remember to be here at Lodge.
My suits don't fit.
No, actually, they probably are swimming on me now. I've lost a lot of weight. Yeah. I was my suits are probably tailored when I was like 220. I'm like down to 202 now. I lost 20 pounds in the last couple of weeks. Can't tell. My girlish figure.
No, because your head gained 10 pounds.
You're wearing a sweatshirt. It's hard to tell.
Fair enough. What was I going to say? No, you'll enjoy being DD. It's not a bad gig. It's a lot of traveling. That's the only thing that sucks. It's a lot of movement. But other than that, it's not a bad
gig. You were doing that when you were AGM, too. It's not.
Right.
Yeah, right.
AGM,
yeah,
I had AGM's to cover the same, entire district.
You're still going to the same places. You just have slightly less responsibility than the DD. That's all.
No, it'll be, I wish you the best. You'll be a great DD. So will Ken when he gets there.
No, not anytime
soon. Hostile takeover. I'm like Emperor Palpatine now.
Execute Order 66.
Execute Order 66.
Yeah, you're just like him. You show up for like 5 minutes every movie.
I was going with the bags under my
eyes.
I was going with the bags under my eyes, but whatever. A
little bit. Yeah.
No, it'll be good. It's a great group of brothers. I'm really looking forward to serving the craft at this level.
Yep. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still Associate Grand Marshal of 3A until April.
Mm-hmm.
And then Worshipful Brother Hal Elwell will be taking over as AGM for 3A under Dan Reeve. Right, Worshipful Brother Dan Reeve will be the district deputy. And I'm going into retirement for a little while.
Retirement.
Semi-retirement. Yeah. Semi-retirement. You'll be back at some point.
I'm just going to support the lodge, support my Blue Lodge, try to help these guys out wherever I can. And you know,
like an athletic supporter.
Like an athletic supporter.
That's twice you use that joke. Find something new. No, but that's really what it's about is, you know, no matter what, you know, people always ask me, do you want to be district deputy? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? It doesn't change what I do. It gives me a different platform and maybe broadens my scope a little bit. But ultimately, change happens in Blue Lodge. You build strong lodges, whatever lodge you're a member of. You go back, you contribute, you build the future. That's your role. Once you're a past master, you go back and you help build the future and you help contribute to the health of the lodge. And whether you're doing that as a past master, an AGM, an AGA, a district deputy, even, you know, a Grand Lodge line officer like Shane.
Blue Lodge Council officer
exactly.
or something like that. Yeah.
It all comes back to building at the Blue Lodge level. And
so,
right now we're building.
I want to expand on that, but first let's do some comments quickly here. Can you scroll to the top of that? Maybe make it bigger so I can actually read it.
Make
it doesn't
it
look
bigger.
Like a white blob to me.
This is gonna be...
If you massage it, it'll get bigger.
I can see. Okay, here we go.
Can we scroll a little bit?
Yeah, here? Scroll up to the top. Here, let's see here. Wow. Happy New Year. Good to see you, brothers. Luke Anderson, Matt Goldswizzle, Super Sparta, Devaney, George, reading is a show by itself.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is. The Enki episode are still on my favorite. Yes.
A lot of people rave about
those. They love
those.
They love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about getting another one called the from Zechariah Sitchin called The 12th Planet, which is another
one that's based
on that series similarly. The other thing I would love to read is the Book of Enoch, too. I want to do something along those lines and kind of get back into a little bit more esoteric and stuff like
that. Book of Enoch, is that like the
Book
part
of Enoch
the Gnostic
is one of the Gnostic Bibles or something
yeah.
like that. But it all kind of coincides, and I love that. That's something that I thoroughly enjoy reading, and even like you take the Book of Enoch and you take, you know, all the other things and you kind of all combine them into one, and then like you know, I look for things. I'm not esoteric, I would say, right? Alex DeFranzo, that freaking kid is out there. He's got geometric shapes, and he literally walk around freaking high off mushrooms seeing fractals all day.
Allegedly.
I'm not that.
Allegedly.
but, you know, he's got a different mind for, like, shapes and geometric
well,
stuff
Well,
because
like
he's
that. An artist,
too. I'm more of the history of it. And one of the things that I would I've always said this since day one, that all religions are based off of one story. If you look at the Torah, you look at the Sumerian tablets, you look at this, you look at that. I think at some point they all have the same story. But again, I think that history is the game of telephone, right?
Yeah.
Where one guy, I tell Joe something, he's obviously going to fuck it up and change his story and be like, George is little. Well, not even what I said. Like, I wasn't even what I was talking about.
Be more eloquent
so
than that.
The story kind of changes throughout history, especially the human history and time. So I've always, like, I like looking at the similarities between the Torah, the Mahabharata, all that stuff, Book of Enki, Sumerian tablets. I love looking.
Bhagavad Gita.
What?
The Bhagavad Gita.
What the hell?
It's a Hindu text.
God bless you. Like, okay, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
But even, like, you go to, like, Japan and their histories and stuff, talking about flying dragons in the sky and everything, it's similar to what freaking...
And that compatibility of themes between those world religions is important to Freemasonry, because
we're seeking light.
Yeah, men from any world religion, because there are consistencies, and a lot of the symbology of Freemasonry talks about some of those common themes, you know, do unto others and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I dig it.
All right, so then we got Luke Anderson, no kidding, with long words that are hard to pronounce. Yeah. What the hell?
Don't worry.
Computer trying to shut us down. Well, second to the alternate universe ones. Okay. Yeah, we got to do more of those. I'll come up with some of that.
In a world.
Happy
where
New
George
Year.
George Mundry's grandmaster in the state of Connecticut.
Yo.
That's a good one.
Let's
that's a good
do
one.
It.
Yeah, I like it.
Happy New Year from the brothers at Round Hill Lodge 533. Read it, Ken. Endicott.
No, it's Endicott.
Yeah, Endicott, okay. That's what I thought it said. And the
Divan of Kalura Shriners, Binghamton, New York.
All right.
Luke Anderson, brother Joe Pisani went to college up there in Binghamton.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Joe needs longer headphones. Yeah. We're working on. We're still working with primitive technology here.
My cord is
but
plenty
it
long.
It still works.
Yeah, we need more cable here.
Let's see here. What was that bottom one there? Luke Anderson. Keep scroll down. There we go.
Yeah, things kind of jacked.
Freemasons for Dummies would be a great one for discussion. James Devaney, Luke. That's just the podcast.
We've got like nice four copies of the Idiot's Guide to Freemasonry on this bookshelf.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why we have so many. People because
we're idiots.
Yeah, they're like, "You're moron. Take this."
People probably get them for like Christmas presents in there.
Oh
like,
yeah,
let me just bring it.
Donate
so,
them to Lodge. Yeah.
Kind of rounding back to what you were saying about serving the craft and all that stuff. The best people that serve are the ones that aren't seeking it. And what I mean by that is the best people who are leaders in power are the ones that don't, that aren't trying to be leaders in power. Let's look at George Washington.
Yeah, you feel
George Washington, granted, all right, well, I'm going to, a disclaimer here. George Washington did show up to the First Continental Congress in a full fucking military uniform.
Yeah.
So he was kind of saying it, but not saying it like, hey, pick me, pick me. You know what I mean? But it's people who are not seeking power that are the best leaders. The ones that are like, yeah, I don't want no part of this. And then they get thrown in that situation. They're like, all right, I'm going to do it. The ones that are seeking power are only there for their own personal wants, needs, and desires.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion on it. So in the case of Joe and Ken and everything, you guys have said it. If I get it, I get it. If
it's
I don't,
always been
I don't.
My attitude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If they ask you, it's because there's a need in the district, right? And if somebody else can fill that need, cool.
Well, I would also want to think that I also would want to think that the reason why you're being asked, it's not just a need for the district. It's because you're the right man for the job.
Or the people. Yeah, the people.
You know
what
I mean?
You
and if you look at, you know, Joe's a good dude. I'm not going
to
roast you this
not
time.
You'll
May
get
10th,
to
I'm going to roast you. I need some time to think.
Amazing.
Joe's a good dude. Joe is a even keeled, doesn't really lose his mind, in a sense. I mean, he gets pissed off at chili cook-offs and stuff like that when he comes in second place.
Only when it's cheated.
But for the most part, I think you're a pretty tempered dude. So if you get into a situation where it's you're going to use your head before you use, you know, lose your shit, if you will.
Yeah, mostly.
I'd like to think that I'm the same way. For the most part. I mean, going back on that whole situation.
I know some microphone stands that would disagree with you.
That's true. That is true.
It's the first thing that comes to mind.
Touche. Touche, Jolly Green Giant. Touche. I will say this. I'm the type of person where it's, at least I feel I'm the type of person, you guys can if it's a major situation, I'm level-headed, I'm focused, I know exactly what to do. When I drop the 10-millimeter wrench down in the engine compartment, now it's fly off I want to smash everything in sight just to get at the bolt that fell, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's the small shit that sends me over the edge, like a microphone stand that slowly droops down. Shut up with your comment, Joe. Yeah. I already know where you're going with it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it could go that low.
You know what I mean? Like
the pillar of your strength is slowly declining to the ground.
But you know what I mean? And Joe's, I believe you're very even keeled. You don't really fly off the handle of things. You know, and that is a good leader. You don't also seek it. You're not looking for it. If it's there, sure, I'll volunteer. I'll help. But it's not something you're like, oh, pick me.
Right. No. And, you know, like you said, it's one of those things where, hey, it's an honor to be thought of that way by your peers and the district to be like, yep, that's who we want. I'd like to think that I'm a pretty good Mason and I'm a pretty good brother. If there's somebody out there that the craft feels would be better in that position than I am, that's great for the district.
Right.
Like, if there's somebody out there that can give more than I could give, awesome. Give them the position because it's all about the district. It's all about bettering the craft and our brothers. And if there's somebody that could do a better job,
then pick
awesome. I'll throw full support.
I'll tell you guys a funny story in a minute, too. But I also want to just give Ken accolades, too.
Don't do that.
No, you're pretty much the same way, too. You're pretty even-keeled. You're very analytical in your thought process. You problem-solve good. Like, I'm actually being nice today. It's a shock, isn't it?
No, it is actually.
New year, new me.
It's like making me tingly over here.
Anyway. But Ken, same thing. Very even-keeled. A mind for this stuff. Knocking on wood here, and not my wood, I've never seen Ken lose his shit. It is one of my dreams that before I take the dirt nap that I see Ken flip the fuck out.
I don't ever want I don't ever want to see that because it's the guys that never flip out.
No, that,
that when they do, you can't put the tiger back in the cage. Yeah.
I have a chief like at work, too. Chief Coppola, right? This guy, let me tell you. Fantastic leader. Speak of fantastic leaders. He was a deputy chief when I came in. He's now the chief. From the day I was on FTO, which is field training, he walked up to me and shook my hand and said, Mudry, welcome aboard. Right? The guy never forgot my name.
Yeah, that's important.
Huge. That is a huge. You know your people.
Yep.
But he's got a bit of a hot streak. And there's nothing better that I love is going into work and he's
watching him lose
flipping his entire fuck in the office. I get excited about it. Like, I actually, like, there was a guy that I work with, another marshal that I work with. He went to go walk into the office to go, like, drop off, like, a slip, you know, a time off slip or whatever. And all he comes around, he goes, these motherfuckers. And he goes, nope. I was pissing myself loud. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I love when people lose their shit. It's just my thing. I don't know. Joe likes watching people slip on ice. I like watching people absolutely get to their breaking point and flip the fuck out.
Yeah. One of my biggest
one of my biggest flaws is I could, like, there was this YouTube video that came out like probably 10 years ago, maybe less.
You made us all watch it with you.
Yeah, and it's just like this guy sitting at school picking up his kid and everybody that's rounding the corner on the sidewalk doesn't see the ice. And they wipe out, and it's awful. I can't help it. I wish it wasn't like that, but I
guilty pleasure.
One of my favorite things, though, honest to God, watching people lose their shit. And at some point, I need to see Ken lose his shit. I really need to see him flip out. I've seen Joe flip out. I mean, granted, not in a bad way, but like finally lose his shit. I think it was the day that we recorded. We were talking about chili cook-offs, and you threw the fucking headphones and walked away. That was a great.
That was like a mini meltdown.
I don't recall.
It was a mini meltdown. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't recall.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
He blacked out.
So anyway, funny story. Talking about leadership, and again, it's the people who don't seek it. And I'm not saying I'm no great leader. I'm just giving a story here that happened. Everybody knows I'm a judicial marshal, law enforcement, do the courts, had to go through an academy. Well, of course, I'm in a class of 20 other people. And the chief, who is the one who runs the academy, he walks in. I can instantly tell he's military. We all carry ourselves, military people, for the most part. I don't know about this new military, but we carry ourselves in a certain way where you don't even got to, I don't even got to tell you I'm in the military. You know I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he comes in and I'm like, fuck, he's something, right? Whatever. Time goes on. They have to pick class leadership. Okay. So now individually, they're calling us into the office, right? So, and it's funny because
so
when
it's
I
like
was
leadership in, within the academy.
Within,
class
yeah. So in other words, okay, basically, yeah. on a lesser scale,
leadership
the instructors police us, but we police ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. So they got to pick squad leaders and a class leader. Okay. Yeah. I happen to be one of them that got called into the office. So it's funny because when you go into the up to the instructor's office, you have to stand on the side of the door, knock three times, and wait.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's exactly what happens in boot camp if you need to go talk to the drill instructors, yeah. Right? So you'll get a kick out of this. I hear, come in. So I come in, you know, walk in, I open the door. I bang the right, and I look at the chief's cubicle, and there's a Marine Corps Master Sergeant freaking rank stamped right into the wall of it.
Yeah,
I'm okay. Like,
yeah, you know what's up.
Fuck. Yep. Right? So I get up there. He's like, Madre. So you know why I called you in here? Like, no, chief. I don't know why you called me in here. He's like, picking class leadership. We were thinking about picking you for class leader. What are your thoughts? And I said, God's honest true story. I'm like, I'll be honest with you, chief. Like, I'm older than a lot of the other guys here. Like, I'm really not interested in becoming a leader. I think you should give it to one of the younger guys. He goes, all right, well, I'm picking you for class leader. So if you like, like it or not, get the fuck out. Yeah. Yes, chief. And that was, but I ended up being leader of my class. But
now you're like Tackleberry from Police Academy.
I didn't. Yeah. Now I'm like what? Yep.
Tackleberry from Police Academy.
But it goes to the point if it's not the people who seek it that end up being, you know, good leaders. It's the ones that didn't want any part of it, you know, that are picked. And they're not picked solely because they asked for it. They're picked based off their accolades and the
absolutely
things they do.
So, yeah. And I failed to mention before, so I've picked my AGM for next year, and it's going to be...
Oh, yeah, who is it?
Worshipful Brother Rob Nemias from Seneca
Lodge.
Oh,
right on. Okay,
you see?
Yeah.
And perfect. As soon as I say his name in Seneca Lodge, you're like, all right, cool.
Everybody knows him.
Everybody knows him. Everybody knows that lodge because he's done a tremendous job as master. Even with, like, they had some issues going on with their building. They've had some challenges, mm-hmm. but he still found a way to get people to show up, run successful events. His lodge travels more than almost any other lodge in all of District 3.
Yeah,
and
where's that freaking trowel, by
there.
The way?
Morningstar has it.
Morningstar now has the trowel and the Blue Lodge Council gavel, which we wrestled away from Seneca Lodge at the November meeting with about 16 brothers from Morningstar showing up.
Indeed.
I had that for the longest time.
So
yeah, but you so you know we're doing the Garibaldi degree too coming up for the entered apprentice at Morningstar.
Yep.
You know who makes up the Garibaldi degree team?
Most of Harmony.
There you go.
Yeah. So hey, that's fine. That's cool.
We're taking it back.
We still have the Blue Lodge Council gavel.
That's let's true. Hit the comments real that's fast. True. Richard. I'm sorry. I'm not pronouncing that last name.
Zivanovich.
I see what you did.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. That's good.
Where are you going, Ken?
I didn't mean to do that. It just fucking...
So we'll go with
Zivanovich. Piano fingers. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm trying to read you. Give me a seizure?
This is not a normal mouse. Hold on.
I would like to take this moment to extend greetings from Friendship and Justice Lodge 8074.
Mm-hmm.
Where I am, a senior warden and double... Horizon Lodge 9289. I can't see that shit. Where I handle the tech stuff.
He's the Ken.
He's
the Ken of Double Horizon Lodge.
Yeah. He knows it's a thankless job.
Chris Williams, thank you for all the great information. We try. Taking my FC this month, the podcast has given a lot of great information and prepared me well for my journey.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Let's see here. Good luck, brother. You'll do an amazing... Oh, he's responded to him. Thank you for the encouragement and the nice words. That's nice. Amity Lodge.
Oh, brother Amity Jeremy, Lodge, just from Morningstar. Good morning, yep. Brother
Greetings
Jeremy.
From...
Better guard that troll, Chile, brother Florida.
Greetings from Chile, Floridian? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
You don't know Chile. It's like freaking what? 29 degrees outside?
It's a little chilly out today, I gotta say.
Brisk. Good morning, brothers. Brother Jeremy.
He spelled chili like chili cook-off chili, though.
Yeah, I know.
He's just trying to push your buttons.
Yeah, you keep pushing. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing me, man.
I spend a lot of time in Florida. I'll find you.
Yeah. Brother Jeremy says, come for the gavel or trowel. Come for the gavel or trowel.
Yeah.
Oh, we
got them both in MS. Well, like Ken said, we'll probably lose the trowel.
Oh, Blue Lodge Council. Our attendance at Blue Lodge Council is like aberrant. We're never gonna get that unless we convince.
Why, you don't get many people show?
Not from Harmony.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually like
they used to be the powerhouse, man. They show up fucking.
Well, plus Seneca usually had like 11 people.
So did Shepherd Salem.
Seneca was having like 11, 12 people show up.
God damn.
And that's why they held it from September of 23 to November of this year.
How did MS get it then?
We just got together and said, hey, nobody's going to see it coming. We've been laying low. We Buster Douglas'd it. And then we showed up, and then it was just like, boom.
And they all kept walking in and shaking my hand. And I'm like, well, how many? I started counting. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. It's a hostile takeover.
We kept it quiet. We just kept it within the lodge. And they actually changed the night of the meeting, which was part of our strategy, because normally it would have fallen on Thanksgiving.
So they changed
the week, so we're like, here's our shot.
Yeah,
some people might not come because it's a different week.
Right.
They won't see it coming, and bam!
Hit him. Richard again. I'm curious, have you guys ever initiated someone in a wheelchair? I'm the only Mason in my entire lodge who is in one. No.
Never.
I have not.
I have not.
Oh, wait. No, we definitely did. I forget the brother's name. Sadly, he's passed since then, but he was in a wheelchair.
Before I go any further deep into this, Rich, are you an MM now? I need to ask that question before I continue with.
Oh, it doesn't
really
matter. You can't guarantee anybody else's. So.
Well, if we're talking about if he's an FC going to an MM, there's going to be a whole different freaking.
Yeah, I know. we did go through all the degrees with him, and he was in a wheelchair for at least two of them because he was recovering from like leg surgery or. Something was going on. His legs weren't working.
Oh, he's a senior warden. All right, yeah. No, I haven't. So, good. Then I don't have to divulge into how. But I am curious on how they did the MM degree for you. Do not put it on here, please. but I am curious. Reach out and message and let us know how that went. No, I've never done anybody in a wheelchair. Jeez, that came out totally fucking wrong. No, I have... No, we have never. I've never been part of a MM degree or a degree where somebody was in a wheelchair.
We now pause for a word from our sponsors. While we regroup.
Jesus,
Jed put in there.
God, there's not much gangrene on right now.
Where are the Schultzes?
So, when we did it, I think we just had the senior deacon wheel him, right? So, for circumambulation and stuff, you can still kind of do it. I remember us talking about whether or not we should do it and, you know, like wait until he recovers to the point where he doesn't need the chair anymore because it doesn't seem quite appropriate, right, for the degree.
Like you're supposed to
be walking. If you can't walk, then should you even really be going through the degree? So there was a lot of debate around that. Yeah, it was tough.
Personally, I think we add a little flavor to the degree and have the man in, or the brother in the wheelchair be third ruffian, and rather than knock him down, run him over. That's just me. I think that would be a little flair to the degree.
You're a strange duck.
Imagine just backing up over and back and forth when they're laying down. I think that's
what the hell's wrong with you?
Everything is wrong with me. Anyway, speak of what's wrong with me.
Well, before we go there, you mentioned Ruffian, and I got to say, I had the opportunity last month to be first Ruffian in Chad Mullen's son, JT Mullen's MM degree.
Oh,
all right.
Which
cool.
It's the first time that I've had the opportunity to be a Ruffian.
Really?
You've yes. never been a in all my years, I've always...
Favorite!
Oh, my God.
I've only done it like twice.
And I don't know if you've... Yeah. Have you met JT? Have you seen, you've met Chad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
JT's smaller than Chad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have... I was first base. Big Saxy was third base. And Chad, his father, was second. Oh, my God, this poor kid. But I'm like, this is the best. I'm doing this like every freaking degree right now.
It is
oh,
fun,
it
man.
Awesome.
It is fun.
Until they, you know... Cut your head off and stuff.
There's a lot more acting involved without trying to be circumspect here, but there's a lot more acting involved in those roles than if you were doing a lecture or something.
Yeah, right.
Like
it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Richard says, I volunteer as tribute.
Okay.
I will
love to make roadkill.
I mean, man, it's just
now they're just.
I mean, it would be better if it was electric
here.
Wheelchair and you actually had the backup siren. So beep 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 beep. I mean, me personally, I think that would be perfect. That's my personal opinion.
Right, worshipful brother Shane, my dues card is in the mail.
Whatever.
You don't
can
have
wait,
to. They
ain't pulled mine yet, so
can we
good.
Wait till April 6th to have these stupid conversations, please? Like, please, Christ.
It's not too late for them to change their mind.
They still have time.
Yeah.
Let's not ruin it.
Anyway, speak of ruining it, let's talk about things we want to do for the upcoming year. So we've had multiple ideas of things that we were going to do, right? Different
for
skits
content.
And
yeah.
different things. I think we do a montage of all the things we said we were going to do and didn't do.
Okay.
And we do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think we should do it. Just one day, we'll just get some Harmony Brothers up here. They can help us out with stupid shit that we had planned for eons and eons, and we never freaking did because for multiple reasons. One of them, we were like, yeah, no, that'll definitely get pulled deuce cards.
There was that. And there were like technical difficulties
But we still got the green screen. That's still floating
there was
around.
There was the Easter show. That's
there
the
was
one
the
that
Easter
we
show.
Oh, yeah.
I still have the costume.
I think we should do that.
But that'll be after.
There
April
was 6th. The NWO thing we were going to do.
Yeah, with the Widow's Sons. We were going to do a thing there. And then we had the Freemason Podcast Christmas Carol that
none of us were well enough to perform.
But I'm pretty proud of that script that...
That's got to
be
done.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be real fun.
Just because it's not Christmas anymore doesn't mean
I'm
that
saying,
we
had some ideas
skit.
Of things we were going to do in skits and stuff like that. And
we could do that next year. We could do it.
I also have another skit, too, that I've been thinking about that I'll tell you guys offline. I don't want to spoil the fun yet.
Okay.
But we could do Christmas Carol, and then we can put in the archives. We could record it in the summer. It'll be fun. We could do like a It's a Wonderful Life version.
Oh, God.
But
we were also talking about doing remember, in the 1990s where they had the albums that scrolled on the TV and you would pick out certain
hits,
songs?
Yeah.
The hits, yeah. Of Papa George, yeah.
Papa George sings the hits.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to, like I said, we got some things we have to do.
Ken Tarwood and his amazing pan flute. He's playing the theme from Titanic.
I can rock a pan flute.
Yeah. And we also need to we need the fence.
Yes, we turn that into like a decathlon.
Yeah, we turn it into more of a decathlon.
Like
it was like
the,
a
podcast
medieval
Olympic
times
games.
Freaking. We were jousting on what shopping carts and shit. We went
something like
wait,
that.
I don't remember this.
Yeah,
what?
Remember the fencing equipment was
the
up
fencing
here.
Fencing equipment.
And I slapped him in the face with the glove to challenge him to a duel.
I do remember that.
Pisani
I didn't know
was sitting there, too.
That, though.
Well, we talked about it.
That's right.
It never came to fruition.
Then we went crazy. We were talking about we were going to make it a whole event here.
Yeah, we got to do
that. And
then
we were going to do, like, jousting with shopping carts or something like that.
Yep. Either that or it was going to be, like, I was going to get on Big Kev's back. You were going to jump on somebody else and we were going to joust that way.
Yeah, it was going to be the podcast Marshall
we
Games
should definitely,
or
like, one day get the Harmony Brothers up here and just do all these skits in one day. We could easily do that.
And these guys are, you know, there's a lot of people that
you also
come
made
in
mention
of
something about Ken playing the trumpet with the horn up his ass, right?
I'd have to go back to the transcripts.
The note page, yeah.
Chad Mullins, hey brother.
Oh, Worshipful Master, newly installed Worshipful Master.
Is Morningstar taking over comment feed as well as Blue Lodge Council?
I think
they're
going to get the Freemason Podcast Championship belt at Morningstar now. I've got to do some repairs on it.
Let's read. Richard, if I am an electric wheelchair and I use a fencing sword, wouldn't that make me a knight on the horse?
Yes, yes it would.
Knight on horseback, yeah, yes, technically.
Still waiting for GG episode. Yes, we have to do a gangrene episode, too. That one, we haven't done that yet. We got to do that.
We got to dial all these guys in remotely. That for a while.
You know what else I've been promising to?
Here, wait, before you go on. Skit. I think we have to do, if we do a GG episode, it's going to be like the GG roundtable. It's going to be a roundtable.
Oh, like a Comic-Con?
Like, more like
a panel discussion?
Know, maybe like somebody that stole our ideas, we could steal their ideas.
Oh.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did there? The gangrene roundtable. I think they'd do that.
MS-47 is coming for the golden mic.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Come the wrestling belt. Come and take it.
I'll believe it when I
see it. Instead of a cummerbund, I'm going to start wearing that with my tuxedo.
Go for it.
Hey, Peter Daigle. Happy New Year, brother.
Oh, Peter Daigle. Wow, everybody's coming out
podcast
of the
woodwork. Podcast artiste.
That's what happens when you actually get off your dead ass and promote the episode.
Huh? No names. There might be something to it.
Or like show up to do a podcast, yeah. For example.
I'm surprised there's no comments from my lady yet, who I know is listening.
You got freaking, well, now that we're over the Kung Flu or the Wuhan Whammy.
Hopefully. Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah. Happy New Year's, brothers. I just started watching. How much did I miss? All of it.
So sorry, Jimmy. So much. So much content.
You have seen.
We got another
20
more minutes before we put a fork in this one, so. Anyway, let's get back to you, DD.
Yes.
So I've said this before, I've said this multiple times, that every time you get into a position of leadership, you will have one situation where shit hits the fan. Yeah. We've already talked
about it. I was yours.
I had a couple of them, actually. Yeah. My whole DD tenure was a freaking dumpster fire, so.
Yes, but mine literally happened the last week that you were DD.
Oh, wait. It was you were their district deputy.
Yeah.
I forgot. Okay.
Again, I was district deputy during the dumpster fire years.
Yeah, yeah.
And his Ashlar Aspatak was one of my lodges, and it was literally on the cusp of it going back to the way it used to be, and I was losing. Right. Ashlar Aspatak is one of my lodges. Well, I was still DD. I still had my time going. Yeah. I just wasn't their DD anymore.
Okay.
So when Joe reached out to me in this.
Which was, by the way, just to give the time frame here, I reached out to you on a Tuesday.
You did. It was a Tuesday.
Grand Lodge Annual was Saturday, like the following Saturday, 5 days or so before the end of your term of having our lodge.
So you could have just kicked the can down the road.
I could have punted. I could have elected to punt. I chose not to.
No, but we did
collaborate.
He
reached out to me.
That's a leadership trait, right? Right there.
Yeah, he reached out to me, regardless if it was 5 years. I could have just been like, no, and hung up the phone.
Not my job, Lum.
Not my job. Not here, my job.
Here, do you know Don? Call Don DeMaine. He's going to be your new district deputy on Saturday.
I could have kicked the can. Yes, I could. I would not have done that.
No.
Even after I was already after the 5 days, there was a whole thing that went. What is all this? Oh, it's a new hoodie. That's why.
It's fuzzies.
Like, shedding. Yeah. back on what I was saying. Even after the 5 days, I still stuck with Joe. I wasn't even his district deputy anymore.
No, but you still guided me. Yeah.
Came,
you made it
guided,
your problem.
And helped. And,
yeah, regardless. Yep.
And then it kind of got to a point where his new DD was now starting to fill the role. So, again, I'm not his DD anymore. I don't want to step on the new DD's toes. Yep. So I said, listen, man, I'm here. If you ever need me, give me a ring.
You just shoveled that flaming shit onto his mouth. But nicely.
But nicely, yes. It was small shovel. Yeah.
But
I'm a small guy.
But think about, so I call you Tuesday.
Yep.
Grand Lodge semi-annual, or Grand Lodge annual is Saturday. I got a stated communication coming up that following Wednesday. So 8 days from the day that I called you, we have Ashlar Aspatak stated communication.
Oh, for April. So that needed to be solved.
It needed to be solved, like,
imminently.
Quickly.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I just wanted to make sure.
Cut me off. Keep talking.
Just wanted to give you make sure people understood
the timeline was
the time frame. I was of all of your dumpster fires. I was the last one, and you were this close to be. You're this close.
You weren't the last one. The last one was at the end
at
of
Grand Lodge.
Oh,
itself?
Yeah, okay.
At Grand Lodge, that was the major dumpster fire that we don't need to. Repeat.
I was there, but I was just in a totally different mindset at that point.
No, I think you were the first dumpster fire. You were my first.
Okay. Well, I as long as I was your best.
Because, oh, I don't know if it was the best. I mean, what, dumpster fire?
You can't be the first.
You can't
what
be first.
Dumpster fire is the best.
You can't be first, sweetheart, but you can be next.
So anyway, my question to you is,
yes,
what do you think your dumpster fire is going to be?
Oh, God.
Well, we're not going to have that any. That is impossible.
We're not going to have any dumpster fires.
I thought the same thing.
And that's what I'm going in. You know, there's...
I know your dumpster fire.
We'll talk some things offline that
I know your dumpster
aren't,
fire.
Aren't for public. Can I tell you? Go ahead. Tell me what my dumpster fire.
MM.
No. No.
And I don't mean Master Mace.
I know what you're... I know what you're talking about. No, that's going to be...
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, no. I'm just breaking walls. I'm sure looking for any reason to...
No, it's...
make him sweat.
I think...
Do ginger sweat?
We've got a great...
They have sweat glands.
Yeah, we do have
sweat. I don't know if they use them.
I have other glands too, and
I just thought they were used to. I just thought they were used to
like a cat.
I just thought they were used to the pit fires of hell. That's all.
No, but it's
where gingers come from.
I think it's going to be. It's going to be fine. We've got a great group of brothers. Everything is very collaborative. I am one that, whether it be personal life, business, or lodge business, you plan ahead. You have difficult conversations early when they need to happen before things fester. You communicate. You set clear expectations. If you can do those things,
yeah, you'll have a good
you're
going to
be fine. There will be uncomfortable situations. Absolutely. There 100%. Always are. But I don't shy away from those conversations, and they are what they are. But I know I've got the support not only of the lodges in my district, but I've got Shane's support. I've got the support of the past district deputies and just, you know, the fraternity as a whole. So I'm not there's nothing that they could throw at me that we won't be able to work through.
We haven't had any this year. Jack and I have not had any dumpster fires.
Every once in a while, you're going to get things that rub you. It's
yeah,
just,
that's why
it's
I got
the nature
married
of the
again.
Beast. Jesus Christ.
Oh. Hey, babe. She's listening now. She's actually home. Oh, my God.
I knew that was coming.
Making
as soon as
some
I said
octopus
it.
Salad.
I'm like,
hi,
this
Susan.
Is why I got to watch what I say. Because the minute I say something that's
yeah, when have you ever
slightly
watched
offbeat,
what you
Joe's just going to capitalize on it. You're going to have things that are going to be uncomfortable and hard to deal with. You know, minuscule things. Again, I don't know if I talked about the story about Ron East when he was secretary and he didn't want to give me up the treasurer or the trustee's info.
We've heard, yeah. And
I mean, you're going to get stuff like that where it's like, all right, what are you going to do? You really going to bust balls about this? You know, you got to pick your battles, 100%.
But a lot of those situations have resolved themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 100%. It's a different craft than what it was. Yeah. You know, 10 years ago, you know what I mean? It's
as Masonic problems should resolve themselves.
Right. There. I mean, look, nobody, it's not a lifetime, nothing's a lifetime appointment.
Yeah.
No.
So
you also
if things don't work well a year,
you don't want 2 years of shoveling shit either. I just want to throw.
No, no, but
I think, I don't know, life's interesting.
Is DD a 2 year term?
Yeah.
Based
yeah.
on two-year how term. We do mm-hmm. things in the jurisdiction? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be 3B year one and then 3A year two.
Oh, they move you over.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
See, so that didn't happen with when I was there. It was, you were.
There were a lot of administrative changes between.
Yeah. Again, when I was there, the Grand Master at the time redistricted the whole damn place to the point of compasses. Right. And it got kind of all flubbled around.
Chaotic.
But then the second year, it went back to normal, which normal at the time was, if you were in 3B, you were district deputy for 3B for 2 years. And that's where it was.
Okay. Yeah, and I like the way Shane has it set up now, which I think is perfect, and I'm not just blowing smoke.
You get to see the whole district, right?
So
right.
My first year, I'll be in 3B.
Oh, my God.
We discuss. Oh, God. Yep, that's
that
a guy. We'll get
perfect.
No. We're not going to get into that one. We're not going to get into that one. But
Jeb, I love you, Matt. That was freaking great.
So I'll be 3B the first year, where Jack was 3B, and then rotated up to 3A in his second year. Mm-hmm. And what we try to do again, Shane's great. He has given me a lot of latitude. He'll make suggestions. He'll make recommendations. Right. But he's very clear that ultimately it's my decision. Yep. But he keeps me from making critical errors or if there's an etiquette thing that I just am not aware of, he's great about whispering good counsel there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I, in my first year, so I'll have a different AGM both years.
Yeah.
The first year, we tend to try to pick somebody from that other part of the district. So that helps you get a foundation and introduced to that other part of the district. And then the second year, you'll usually pick from your own mother district to kind of, again, do the, and then you flip-flop. Whoever takes, when Dan is done, it'll likely be a DD from the north who will pick in his first year, pick an AGM
from
the south. And again, that's what we like to do. That's the recommended way because it just builds a better bench for DDs. It strengthens the district, and it really improves that communication between A and B. A and B, I think you'd agree with this, Ken. It's really just a designation.
Yeah, it's right? It's really
there's
just
no
a name
lines.
Only.
Yeah.
I still visit lodges outside of my district all the time. Doesn't matter. There's no, they don't tell you you have to stay in your side of the district or anything like that. It's
there's no wrong side of the tracks or anything like that,
yep.
Which is a testament to our district representative.
Yeah, it's a big family.
I think life's funny, too, because it tends to pick people, the right person for the right time at the right job. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd agree.
There are certain times where, you know, I don't know, and I'm not tooting my own horn. I just want to say that I think I was the right guy for the right job at the right time when I was DD, because we know that there was flames.
Certain
and
people
I was
would
able
have
to navigate
that
fire to where you'd go into somewhere that was ice cold and they would warm.
Right.
You know, I was able to temperament that halfway. So I think
there's a lot of lodges that did not like Grand Lodge at that time. And just because you had purple on, even whether you agreed with it or not, it didn't matter. You were Grand Lodge when you walked in. Yeah, that's right.
And there's still a little bit of a hangover from that.
A little bit.
Not necessarily in our district, but around the state, there's still a little bit of a hangover. Yeah.
But I think it was important that, you know, as a DD or any type of leadership role, you need to walk that fine line of
be a servant leader.
Be a servant leader.
You're there to serve that lodge.
But understand that there's a time
to
turn it on, too.
Oh, yeah. There's a time where you have to be a leader.
You have to not try to be people's friend, and you need to do what you got to do.
Yep.
I walked that line pretty well.
Well, and you talk about the right time.
There were some people that hated my guts.
There's some that still do.
Yeah.
But you talk about right person, right time, right place. Things are cyclical. So think about this. I was senior warden of my lodge 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, 15. No, 10. 10, 10. Sorry.
2015.
Yeah, that's where I got the 15 in my head. I'm getting old. I'm sorry. So 10 years ago, I was senior warden of my lodge when all that stuff went down on April 5th.
Right.
And I ended up becoming interim master. Mm-hmm. 10 years later, I'm senior warden of my lodge, and on April 6th, I'll be installed as district deputy.
Poetic shit.
Like, it's like
the circle of life.
It's like poetry. Yep. It rhymes.
All right, Simba.
That's a George Lucas quote for the nerds out there. But no, it's, like I said, I'm looking forward to it. It's great district, great brothers, and I don't anticipate any.
Rob Nemias is a solid choice, too. I recommended him for AGA when I left that role.
Yeah.
He is a servant leader, man.
1,000%. Yeah. And that's why he's perfect for that. He was, when I called him, he was like so excited. But funny thing, again, talk about things that are cyclical and right person, right place. Rob Nemias, who I just met maybe 2 years ago, three max.
Yeah, when he became master or whatever.
Last year at his installation, I wasn't able to attend, but I'm going through the pictures of his installation, and I see a picture of him with a brother that I know from Rhode Island who used to work for me at Progressive 15 years ago.
Oh, no shit.
And Rob used to live in Rhode Island, and they were members of the same lodge. They were friends, and they're still really good friends, and members of the same lodge. Fast forward, I see this guy, shout out to Worshipful Brother Jonathan Snowman, that is his real name, and like, wait, how do you guys know each other? I've known John and his wife because they both used to work for Progressive. I've known them for 15, 20 years. And it's just, again, how that circle tends to just come back and close the loop.
Masonry definitely tightens some of those social circles.
But like totally random. It just stayed away. World. Like just totally random. So. Yep.
Cool.
Anyway. What else you guys got? I'm pretty much wrapped up. I got nothing else to say. I talk too much anyway.
Getting a hot tub.
You're getting a hot tub.
Yeah. Hot tub party is going to be.
What are you
going to
do when you go in your backyard
weeks.
And on your freaking camera you have in the backyard, there's a bear splashing around in it? Because you get
probably
all
just
wildlife and shit in your backyard.
If that's what he wants to do,
then he'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what am I going to do? I mean, I can't stop him.
You go to get
if he
the
can
hot
get the
tub,
cover
come
off,
out, you're
just
covered
tub.
In fur.
I got an idea for another skit.
All right.
Hot tub time machine?
Yes. The Sonic hot tub time machine.
We go back.
Oh,
to like,
my God.
Maybe
we
use
should.
That for, like, that's our alternate reality.
Oh,
stuff.
But see, then Fat George is going to come back.
We'll get you one of those sumo suits.
Oh, by the way, Devaney, thank you for the picture of Fat George. That was great. I'll be using that shortly. That's.
No.
I asked him the other day. I'm like, hey, through Discord, Patreon.
Oh, where you can join for as little as $5 a month. You too can be a member of Patreon, where you get exclusive access to our Discord page, which has multiple channels these days, and you have the chance to be a part of the Freemason Podcast Fantasy Football, but you have to pay.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I owe Ken money.
And shout out to Worship Brother Ken, who won the league this year and beat...
amazingly.
Beat Zachary.
Yeah.
Because he made an ill-advised move and did not start Jonathan
Indeed.
Taylor.
And I did not talk smack to him either.
You
it was should've. Very respectful.
I did on your behalf. He goes, probably not the best decision I've made. I'm like, you've made so many worse decisions than that, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Just in the last few years that I've been around.
He had a good team, though. Yeah,
he did.
I was nervous.
He did. He
for that
final
game.
I did not necessarily approve of his team name, but that's
no.
what he wanted to go with. And I'm like, you're the GM, man. go for it.
Yeah.
He had a strong second place finish in his first year as general manager. I'll bring him back.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to donate. So the charity that I chose, it's going to be an animal related charity.
Oh, okay.
I took a poll of like my family, and of course they're all animal lovers. So,
right.
You know, Rory, my youngest son, is a big red panda supporter, so he wants to go to some red panda charity. I don't know. We'll figure out the details, but I've got time because I'm still waiting on some of the dues to come in.
That'll make Zachary. Happy. He was going to do a Gibbons like rescue, you know, like the monkey.
Oh, like ironically, or that's what he wanted
that's
to do?
That's what he wanted
oh,
to do.
Okay.
So,
right. Yeah,
he was
so
like,
be...
oh, Ken will probably give it to Masonicare or something. I'm like, it's a worthy and noble cause.
Yeah, we give a lot of money to Masonicare. We give a lot of money to.
But
like,
he was
going to
do an animal thing too, so that's fine.
Yeah, veterans, like, we give tons of money to veterans
that's
causes.
That's what I did.
Do something a little different.
I like it.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so I reached out to Devaney on Discord. I'm like, hey, man. I said, I need a picture of Fat George. So he starts sending me normal pictures of myself. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
That's messed up.
I thought I looked good.
Not wrong.
I was skinny then. Like, but it ended up being a picture that somebody had. It was actually of us three at Grand Lodge.
Oh, okay. I remember that one.
And they superimposed me to look like extremely fat.
You
so.
Could just AI it.
That's what he did. AI'd it. Yeah. Or whoever made the picture. But
you'll have to show up to... the annual this year, and we can redo
yeah,
that.
Yeah, retake that photo.
Potentially. No problem.
Get your ass there.
I miss him at Grand Lodge.
I'll be installed.
Man.
You freaking get there.
Yeah, I'll be there, I guess. Potentially.
Three of us got to get a drink.
If I am to be a brother to you, you must be a brother to me.
Also be a brother to him.
Oh,
it is exceedingly practical. It is not only for grateful gifts and happy hours. Jesus Christ. That is well done.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the Fat George photo. You guys are going to love it.
You look like Peter Griffin.
I'm done.
I'm not going to lie. You look like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, it does. Like, the double chin is uncanny.
But anyway, that'll fit perfectly in the hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
The Sonic time machine skit. That'll be perfect.
Oh, I already have ideas flowing.
We'll talk about them offline. We'll make this happen. But we need to do skits. We haven't done a skit in a very long time.
We need content.
The last one we did was it wasn't HR. Was it the it was
well,
Ken?
It was
Ken reading the
night before Christmas.
Night before podcast.
That can't be the last one that we did. That was
I
so long
so.
Ago.
We talked about the gun stuff.
We did the
that wasn't a skit though. You got your ass kicked.
We'd have to go back. Did he read The Night Before Christmas before Santa's Bountiful Sack?
I think it was the same time frame.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the same year.
So then
we
HR, I think, followed all that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the last skit. Yeah.
I can't remember exactly how it goes. I could look back, but we need to do some skits. We haven't done them.
The straw, the stirs, the drink.
Yeah. That was great.
Shout out to Brother Art Del Cueto, who
I haven't talked to him in a while. I texted him.
He just retired from the field. He's still the vice president of the union, but he's retired from the active field, which...
You still talk to him?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
Well, he should be less busy and therefore can join us on an episode.
I actually reached out to him and told him I wanted to do another with him.
I was actually hopeful that he might get some type of appointment. But
I was wondering about that.
Pretty much he said it's a retirement, but really it's only a retirement from the field. He's doing a lot of the same things, but what he likes is he doesn't have to deal with like a lot of the BS.
Bullshit.
Doesn't have to deal with HR specifically.
Right. Nice.
And it's just, you know, he's in a happy place. It's a semi retirement. But shout out to him and congratulations on your retirement.
All right, brothers, what do you say? Wrap it up?
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
Why not?
Guys, got any final thoughts? Nothing? No Jerry Springer final thoughts?
God bless us, everyone.
God bless us, everyone.
As we're in pissing distance of most lodge installations, I would just like to...
Oh, I thought there was going to be a Diddy party.
No. No. I don't.
Jesus.
No, that's not the kind of hot tub party. But as we have new leaders coming into our lodges across all of the various jurisdictions that our voices reach, I would just like to... leave a little piece of advice, which is officers, as you're retiring from your office and passing the baton to the next generation, the next officer that's going to be taking over for you, make sure you speak to them, mentor them, tell them about all the nuances of that role that they're entering into. I think that's super important for the craft.
Great advice.
Leadership of your life.
Pissing party, that would be R. Kelly, not P. Diddy.
Pissing distance, not pissing
party. You got the reference. Like, come on. Bounce.
Gross.
Anyway, for the Freemasons podcast, I'm Rachel, Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe, signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken, signing off.
Have a good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Push the button, Ken.
Night.
Push the button, Ken. Push the button, Ken.
Oh, my God.